Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebnew. Monmouth County prosecutors and police in Ocean Township need your help as they investigate a shooting that took place late Tuesday involving a pair of vehicles near Deal Road and Route 18. One of the cars was hit with a round of bullets. Investigators believe both vehicles, though, were involved in an accident while all this was going on. If you have any information on what happened, call the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office or Ocean Township Police. New Jersey officials plan to launch a call center next week to assist people without a computer in making an appointment to receive a COVID vaccine. Live agents will staff the center when it opens for business on Monday. It'll have an interactive voice response platform in both English and Spanish that tells residents how to register and schedule appointments as soon as they become available. Currently, New Jerseyans are asked to use the state online portal to register for a vaccine. COVID cases are still popping up at some schools across the state. In Toms River, several COVID cases at Cedar Grove Elementary School has forced the closure of the building until at least Monday. In response to some school districts delaying the resumption of in-person instruction until at least April, Governor Murphy says he does expect them to have a rationale for doing that, adding that many schools are dealing with a different reality now than in September, when the number of positive cases were only in the hundreds per day, not in the thousands like they are right now. He thinks if things improve, some schools may reverse their decision.
I would bet you magically if by the end of March, I'm just picking a date, our supplies and our ability to distribute those supplies were in a dramatically different and better place, I would guess that they would reconsider that.
As a result of cases going up and a pause on all in-person instruction in some school districts, Governor Murphy is again extending New Jersey's public health emergency related to the pandemic. First declared on March 9th, the declaration has been extended every 30 days since and continues to grant the governor sweeping executive powers to control virtually all aspects of life and commerce in New Jersey. Have you tried to get an appointment for a COVID vaccine, but you found out that nothing is available? State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says everybody just needs to stay patient.
There are now many more people who are eligible to get vaccinated, but our vaccine supply is still very limited and will be for some time.
Many Jersey residents who are eligible to get a COVID vaccine right now will have to wait months for their shot because the state is only receiving about 110,000 vaccination doses a week from the federal government. Persichilli says after you get your first shot, though, don't worry about getting the second one.
The federal government says they feel confident that they can provide the supply of our residents' second doses.
She adds residents looking to get vaccinated will, again, need to stay patient. In sports, the Knicks travel to the West Coast to take on the Golden State Warriors at 10 o'clock. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow rose 207 and sits at 31,138 as of lunchtime. Weather today mostly cloudy with some snowflakes here and there, wind gust up to 30 miles an hour possible at times. Tonight, clear and very cool, lows around 20 degrees. I'm Vin Ebnew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.